Even more losing for Donald Trump, international court order, this one in the United Kingdom, against Donald Trump, requiring him to pay approximately £300,000 or $384,000 in legal fees after losing a case that he brought against Christopher Steele for the Steele dossier and the company that Christopher Steele controls. We previously reported here on the Midas Touch Network about Donald Trump losing that action where the court in the UK basically held the equivalent of Donald Trump not filing within the statute of limitations, the requisite time period. And also the court basically found as a matter of law that Christopher Steele and the company that he operated would not be held responsible for statements that were kind of later posted outside of his custody and control on BuzzFeed and other third parties. And although this wasn't addressed in the court order, I mean, Donald Trump is on tape basically saying, Russia, if you hear me, Russia, hack into the emails of my political rival. I mean, you have Donald Trump saying that. You have Donald Trump in Helsinki. You have Donald Trump's campaign manager and all of his kind of immediate top staff, or a lot of them during the 2016 campaign, you know, either being indicted, charged, convicted of crimes, you know, relating to or peripheral to, but related to their links with Russia and trying to undermine the results of the election in 2016. And so yet again, Donald Trump is losing. Let's just take a look at the report by AP that broke the news. Trump is ordered to pay legal fees after failed lawsuit over the Steele dossier. Trump has been ordered to pay a six-figure legal bill to a company founded by a former British spy that he unsuccessfully sued for making what his lawyer called shocking and scandalous false claims that harmed his reputation. A London judge who threw out the case against Orbis Business Intelligence last month, saying it was, quote, bound to fail, ordered Trump to pay legal fees of £300,000 or $382,000, according to court documents that were released Thursday. The British court case was one of the few in which Trump, who is almost, well, at this point, they said almost sure to win the Republican presidential nomination, was not a defendant as he faces massive legal problems back at home. But I think that AP came close to doing this story justice, but missed the mark. Donald Trump, even when he brings cases as the plaintiff, not only loses, but we've seen time and time again with his horrific lawyers and just with the frivolous nature of these lawsuits, he ends up having to pay the people that he sues. Donald Trump is such a loser in these cases that the defendants essentially end up becoming the plaintiffs in the sense that they're the ones who are awarded judgments. Take a look at some of the Alina Habba specials, as I like to call them. One in New York where Alina Habba, this was where Donald Trump's the plaintiff. I can go to all the case where Donald Trump's the defendant and lost. We'll do that in a moment. But when Donald Trump sued the New York Times and said that the New York Times involvement in getting kind of personal and financial records was improper and tortious interference with his economic relations, New York Times filed what's called an anti-SLAPP motion to dismiss, which are anti-strategic lawsuits against public policy lawsuits. The New York Times won, and they were awarded because Trump's lawsuit was frivolous. The New York Times was awarded about $400,000 there. That was the case related to Mary Trump. Then you go south to the Southern District of Florida, where, again, Alina Habba's specialty, Donald Trump was the plaintiff, the same way Trump was the plaintiff in that UK case. Trump was the plaintiff in the case against the New York Times. Trump was the plaintiff in a federal RICO civil case brought against dozens of defendants, including Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, as the plaintiff in that action, not only lost, but federal judge Don Middlebrooks found the lawsuit to be so utterly and completely lacking merit, so utterly frivolous pursuant to federal rule of civil procedure, Rule 11, as well as the inherent authority of the court, sanctioned Donald Trump and Alina Habba approximately $1 million for the loss there.
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you're sleeping well, you can perform at your best mentally and physically. Proper sleep can also increase focus, boost energy, and improve your mood. Introducing Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been an absolute game changer for my sleep. Sometimes I find myself up at night in bed with my thoughts and uneasiness. Well, that's not the case anymore because I started to drink Beams Dream Powder. Prior to Beams Dream Powder, the poor sleep and late nights staying up really affected my mood and energy, but not anymore. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel, with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
And then Donald Trump also, as the plaintiff, sued Michael Cohen in the Southern District of Florida. When Michael Cohen set Donald Trump's deposition, Donald Trump dismissed the case immediately. And we'll see if Michael Cohen's ultimately going to sue Donald Trump for that and if Trump's going to have to pay for that. Donald Trump sued as a plaintiff in the Southern District of Florida against New York Attorney General Letitia James. That case was ultimately assigned to the same courtroom who had previously sanctioned Donald Trump for $1 million. And Donald Trump then immediately dismissed that case. Donald Trump sued New York Attorney General Letitia James as well in the Northern District of New York, or in federal court in New York, in the Syracuse area. So the AP is wrong to say it's one of the few cases where Donald Trump is not the defendant. No, Donald Trump has sued everybody. Like, that's his MO. He just sues everybody. And then he tries to basically pressure them to settle the cases against him, or tries to bully them into submission. But he frequently loses over and over again. And now he's an international loser as well. Let me just show you this clip right here. This is Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, at a recent right-wing convention where she brags about losing close to $1 million in sanctions, and she basically talks about how great it is to lose. Play this clip.
That got assigned to a Clinton-appointed judge. What do you think happened? Nobody's heard of the case, right? It's because it's gone. I never met the judge. I never walked into the courtroom. There were probably 50 lawyers representing all of the radical left. Clinton's lawyers, Mook's lawyers, and the list goes on and on and on. 1 month. It got dismissed, and me and President Trump got sanctioned $1 million for going against crooked Hillary. What? You didn't know that, did you? Fake news, folks. Fake news. They won't report it. But guess what? We paid that million, and we're going to keep on fighting.
And that, of course, is after Alina Habba previously gave interviews saying that they win all the time, actually, but just no one really credits them with all of the winning that they are actually doing, her and Donald Trump. Play this clip.
From the legal perspective, and somebody who is related and intimately involved in his legal cases, I would just like to say that, when people bring cases against him, which worries a lot of people, when you have those, but they're not within merit, there are systems in place, even when you have crooked judges, appellate division, et cetera, and we've been winning. They're not publicized. They're not going to be. But I invite, one time I'll invite people to ask me questions directly next time I'm on with you. But I am happy to, because I know that's something people worry about. But I have to tell you, everything is going to be fine. He is incredibly bright. He always has been, and he's always been by the books. So I will see you all in 2024. But I'm really proud to be working for somebody like President Trump. And I hope I'm in it for the long haul. It would be an honor.
All of the winning. I mean, what? I mean, you essentially have lost every single case you've brought where Trump was a plaintiff, lost so badly, even international loser, losing in UK, where he has to actually pay judgments against to the people that he's suing. And then we want to go through New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Donald Trump owes $464 million. E. Jean Carroll won $5 million. E. Jean Carroll two, $83.3 million. And those cases, I mean, E. Jean Carroll one, E. Jean Carroll two, federal juries reached unanimous decisions there. New York Attorney General civil fraud case, the key witness, Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer, just pled guilty to felony perjury for literally lying in that case. So it's one of the things about MAGA in a very nonpartisan way, just losing and losing and losing again. Anyway, I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Trump, an international loser, losing the case in UK and now having to pay attorney fees to Christopher Steele and Steele's company, Orbis. I'm Ben Mycelis. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.